Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome to a brand new episode here of Gamertag Radio, and this is your host, Danny. And joining me for this special episode, the one and only Mandy, a.k.a. Lady Luck. Mandy, welcome back.
What's up? I keep appearing. It's so great.
Yes. It's always once in a while, but there's always good reasons why you always show up, right?
There's always something good. Like, what was it? Last was Animal Crossing, which was so much fun to chat about.
Yes. Actually, before we go to what we're going to be talking about, how many hours do you have now on Animal Crossing?
I think I'm at like 95 hours.
95 hours. Okay.
So I've actually lost, not put as many in the past couple of weeks. The Easter Bunny event was it threw me off.
I hated that event because I'm trying to, you know, to fish and try doing new things, and then eggs will pop up every single time. I mean, it's gotten a lot better now, thank God, because of the update. But yeah, it can get pretty annoying after a while. So I just got sick of getting Easter eggs.
There's just other things too, like other games that have popped up and stuff. So
mm-hmm. Yeah. No, but I still go back and play some Animal Crossing here and there. Honestly, I'm gonna keep it real. Like, I think the past week, I've just been taking a break from gaming overall, and I've just been watching a lot of TV shows, a lot of movies. You know, stuff that I haven't seen in a long time, because there was a time that I was just playing games nonstop. So I'm taking a break, and then I'll come back next week, because next week is Streets of Rage 4 and a couple of the games is coming out. So
yeah, see, yes, that's what happens. It's like you're playing stuff and then you take a break and you come back. So it's like, yeah. I think in the first, between when the game came out and when we shortly after, I think we talked about Animal Crossing, mm-hmm. I had got probably about 80 hours in that like first 10 to 12 days. Yeah. And then I've been playing Neo 2 with one of my buddies. So it's like, okay, well, tonight I can either play Animal Crossing or I can co-op this other game with my friends. Been playing one of the titles that we're going to be talking about a little bit later. So you swing back and forth, and then something comes out that you want and you all come back.
Yeah. Yeah. You take a break. It's all good. By the way, Mandy, one more thing about Animal Crossing. Did you know that Animal Crossing, when it came out, it had the most digital downloads in the history of gaming?
Well, wasn't it? It sold 5 million copies in March, which is the highest single month of sales of any console title that's mm-hmm. been tracked or something of that nature.
Yep. But I also read that it had the most downloaded, like, from any games in history, it has the most downloads, digital downloads from the store.
Well, yeah, because nobody could go to the store, so we all bought it digitally. It's what I did.
Yep. It's crazy. That is insane.
But it's funny. It's crazy because it's like it's a first Animal Crossing in quite a while on mm-hmm. console in quite a while since the last was the 3DS. And yep. then obviously there's a lot of fans of the franchise. Nintendo was doing a lot to promote it. And then just like kind of the content and the timing, the, you know, feel good, relaxed, lack of pressure, lack of, generally speaking, violence, along with the world situation was like, yep, you know what? Well done, guys. It is now the best selling Animal Crossing in the series.
Yeah. Yeah. That's insane. Insane. So, all right. So everybody head over to gamertagradio.com. Listen to our past episodes. Hey, you could binge all the whole podcast episodes if you want, while you're at home, relaxing, staying safe with yourself or with the family. Also, you could find us on any podcast app. Just search for Gamertag Radio, and make sure to subscribe, follow us, or even post a review. That will help us out a lot. And if you would like to be part of our fan mail episode, here's how you could contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so one of the main reasons why Mandy's here on this episode is because originally it was going to be Paris, you and I. We were going to talk about Gears Tactics, that this game was developed by The Coalition. But Paris couldn't make it. Hopefully he will come back here in an episode and talk more about the game from his point of view and everything, you know, because look, I'm not a PC gamer. So when I received this review code, I'm like, nah, I got to get somebody, man. So I was like, you know what? I think we should get Mandy because she's into PCs. And you know what? One of the main reasons, Mandy, why I sent you this code is because I remember we loved Halo Wars when it came out for the 360.
Yes.
So I was like, and we actually even played online co-op.
We did.
Yes.
It's funny because it's...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always funny when it's just like, hey, how do you feel about this? Like, yes, I will play this.
Yeah. So that's one of the main reasons why I sent you this to play it. Because it's a similar RTS, you know, same kind of style of like Halo Wars. But this is all based on Gears. So before we talk about the game, were you curious about the game? Were you excited? Were you like, okay... Or what? Because I don't know if you're a fan of Gears.
Yeah, so I do like the Gears of War franchise. So played 1, 2, and 3. I think I actually co-opted through all of them with people from GTR in the community. 4, I think I'm behind on 5. That's on my to play list. And I remember seeing when Gears Tactics got announced and was like, oh, that's an interesting choice. Like, okay. It was one of those where... it seems like a good idea, but you're not sure if it's really going to work out, mostly because I feel like it was like the direct control over characters when you played, you know, the regular Gears games was kind of so intrinsic of like running up to a drone and, you know, using the chainsaw on them and things like that. So it's like, okay, well, is it going to really work with like a tactical strategy game? And so, like, I saw it and was like, oh, that's neat. But I don't know that I really was like, oh, I have to play this when I had first seen the announcement.
Mm. And now that you finally got some hands-on now for a couple of days now, what are your thoughts overall of the game?
It's really well done. Like, I think if there's two things that I can, if I pick just two very... basic things about it. It's very well polished. Like the worked fine, had no problems. A lot of the menus and the progress is intuitive. So like just the design was well done and it feels good. And then they did a really good job of making sure that it still felt, played, and came across as Gears of War, even in a different genre. Like at no point that I was like, oh, this wouldn't really happen in Gears, or like, oh yeah, this, no, that's not how it's like, it all really feels like it's an inherently a part of the Gears of War universe, even though you're playing, you know, with characters that you're probably not familiar with and in a genre that you haven't taken this franchise to before.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people that got to play Halo Wars back then, like nobody had an idea that this was also that game was going to work perfectly for the Halo franchise. So it reminds me of this now, like you're saying that this game works for Gears now because it plays good. It feels like Gears, but in a different gameplay wise, you know, so it's good to hear that from you about that.
Yeah, it's always a hard thing to measure, you know. We see it sometimes where we're like, oh yeah, somebody went into like this genre with a franchise you know and love, and you're like, meh, that doesn't really work, or like it didn't really feel like XYZ franchise. So they did a good job here. You know, it's interesting too, because as we mentioned, it's developed by the Coalition. It's on PC. It'll be, I believe, also on Game Pass when it comes out next week. Next week from when we're recording.
Game Pass PC only. Game Pass,
PC only. It is a PC only game. Strategy games on console are hard. Like realistically, they're difficult to map all of the various controls that you have between a mouse and a keyboard to controllers. But it's out on Tuesday, April 28th. Mm-hmm. And it is a turn-based strategy game. So It's funny because I've played a variety of RTS, and my actual preference is more towards games in the StarCraft style of kind of that top-down, non-turn-based. But it's well done. They've captured kind of the movement and the elements of both the genre and the Gears of War features quite well into like the combat and the gameplay.
And how's the characters in the game, the enemies, any bosses, like how's that overall too when you play? Because I believe this is only a single player game. There is no co-op. There's no, right?
That's correct. Only single player right now. So it's interesting because I'm through the first act. I'm about 5 hours into the game. So take all of this with a grain of salt that it is impressions. I've not finished it yet. But I felt like it was a really good steady progression of kind of introducing you to a lot of the enemy types that you're familiar with if you've played the Gears of War franchise, and kind of working you up to these like more difficult instances of combat in terms of like where enemies end up and how you have to manage your unit. And onto I've completed what I perceive as kind of a boss battle, and it was like partway through, I'm like, oh, I've placed everybody terribly. I'm going to hope that I don't have to repeat this, but I managed to bring it back. So like it's well done. I feel like they've managed to kind of capture having these sort of different classes of units for you building out kind of your own squad that you're taking into battle and what the benefits of each of them provide. So you have some flexibility for how you personally might play or tackle a mission. And see some interesting ways in which they make use of the different enemy archetypes that you're, you know, a wretch versus a drone versus, or the different types of drones. You know, there's the berserkers and, you know, the guys that have their own sniper rifles and things of that nature. So they're kind of like making you think you have to use that. It's not just the tactical element of executing what your squad does. It's the strategic of looking at, you know, the battlefield you're on and saying, which characters do I have? What are their abilities and their weapons? How have I loaded them out? And then how can I best use them against this range of enemies?
Now, what was this game when you play? Because you play only normal, right?
Yeah.
Normal difficulty?
Dude, I'm like, I'm here for the story. I think I'm playing on, if it's not the easiest setting, it's probably like normal. So they're significantly more difficult higher difficulties that you can play on for any of you who are quite hardcore and you like this genre and this style of turn-based combat.
Yeah. So while you're playing at normal, so how long was like a battle, like one stage? Was it like a very long time? Was it something like 15 minutes or so, or what?
I feel like, so you're playing through a sequence of missions telling the story and kind of the combat and actions that you're taking. So I feel like most of them are relatively short. Probably like 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how you tackle them. Each mission kind of, or most of the missions have sort of this secondary optional objective, like, oh, complete it in 15 turns. So you're incentivized to be quicker. But I'd say I'm about 5 hours in and I've completed 6 main story missions, as well as a couple of additional side missions, and then obviously cutscenes and story elements feeding all of that. So I'd say most of them are like 15 to 20, maybe a little bit more. And then I think for the kind of like boss battle mission that I did, which I didn't know was going to be a boss battle mission. So like, fair warning, you think carefully when you pick your units for your squads. That one was a bit longer. I want to say that was probably like 30 to 45 minutes.
Wait, that was just one boss? It took that long?
Well, the thing is that most of the time, because they're telling it through the story, you're getting the story progress. It's not like you get a cutscene and then you go into a mission and then you get a cutscene afterwards. Sometimes they're interconnected. So in this particular one, I'm trying to get from one place to another. So they're like, oh, let's go check this out. So you're playing through it like a normal mission. And then when you get to that place, you're like, oh, well, boss. And suddenly you're in a bigger fight than you anticipated.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio. You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
The thing that I loved about Halo Wars was the cinematic scenes, like the video right after you finish like a level. Mm-hmm. And to me at that time, the Xbox 360, that was like the best looking cinematic in from any of the games from Halo. That was the best one from Halo Wars. This is like in around the early days of Xbox 360 and everything. So now with this, how you could compare the cinematics compared to this to the original Gears series?
I'd say it's pretty up there. Like it's I don't know if I can say it's the best because I obviously haven't, or as I mentioned, I haven't played Gears 5 yet, so I haven't played the most recent. But like, yeah. I'm not watching the cutscenes and going like, oh, this was like badly rendered or anything. Like I still feel like they have that same quality bar that they did for the main story or the main games, just now interspersed with a turn-based strategy game.
And what you could tell us about the characters? Do you like the characters in this?
Oh yeah,
these are new characters, right?
Yes. So the context for Gears of War fans or anybody that's not as familiar is that this story takes place 12 years before Gears 1. So you're kind of getting, I don't want to call it a prequel, but a lead up to the Gears 1 storyline, and you're playing with a variety of Gabe Diaz, you have Sid. I think of all of them by their call signs. So when you like look at your roster of characters, it's like first name, call sign, last name. And I literally choose the like non-story relevant ones. Who I keep on my roster is based on whether I like their call sign or not.
That's
so I'm like, Wolf, you stay. Bagpipes, you stay. Your name is like Nail. Nah, you go. So there's a few different kind of classes. You have scouts, vanguards, support, snipers, what have you. And so you kind of have like the core story-centric characters that you will acquire as you play through. And then you have kind of a rotating list of characters, whether they're Gears or civilians that you pick up that you can kind of like recruit onto your squad. To choose from. So I don't know. It's interesting. I like the characters. They're very Gears of War-y. I don't know how else to describe them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I get it, what you're saying. I get it.
Yeah. They're very but they're fun. Like I'm still relatively early-ish in the story, so I'd say that I don't necessarily have like a firm attachment to them yet. But like two of the characters, Gabe and one of the others, a sniper whose name is escaping me right now, I'm like, oh, I like them. And then like Sid, I don't like him, but he's a really good vanguard, so I always have him on my squad. So I don't know. I feel like they're doing a good job of telling the story and introducing the characters and kind of like giving you a reason for why they're there and why you should care as it progresses.
So out of all the characters, which one stood out to you the most?
Oh, stood out to me the most.
Yeah. Because every character has different abilities and weapons, right? So there has to be one. They're like, okay, you know what? I like this character's style. I'm going to stick with this character only.
Oh.
As much as you can.
As much as I can. Yeah. Probably if I was going to pick. You pick up a little bit. I don't want to give it away because while I'm sure people are talking about it, I think half the fun is when you first run into this character. There is a story relevant character whose class is a sniper who I really like both personality and skill set wise. You don't have at the very beginning, but you will hopefully get to. And that's, she's been my favorite so far.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Awesome. Now, the boss battle experience, like I know you said it took a while, but are these, because you know Gears, they're known to have really humongous bosses, some big ones.
Yes.
And they're very difficult once you play it, the regular series by yourself or with co-op, right?
Yep.
So with this one, how big are these bosses that you've seen so far in the game, like compared to the previous games from Gears? Is something still, like that type of
yeah,
vibe?
Still big. Still okay. Big. Obviously, I caveat all of this with, you know, I keep being like, I'm not done with the story, so I haven't seen more of them yet. But of this particular one that I'm thinking of, yeah, they're big. I was playing it and going like, I'm going to fail this and I'm going to have to redo this whole mission because I was so unprepared. And then I was like, do I have the right squad for this? And it's this like these giant, you know, very Gears kind of boss and, you know, all of the things that you have to do because you're running on turns. So you have only so many actions that each of your squad members can take per turn. And you kind of have to... This is where all the strategy comes in. You have to prioritize. So I'm like, okay, well, I need to move all of them away from this enemy. And then I need to be able to do healing. But then that just drags out the battle because then I'm not attacking. And it's like, it felt very much like the first time you run into a big boss battle in one of the main Gears games. Like they definitely held on to that when they did this.
That's good. Now, let's talk about the controls. Like, how is it for the PC?
I do think they have an option for you to try and use a controller. I've been using mouse and keyboard. I'd say overall, the controls are good. There's a couple of places where maybe, like, I don't know if it's the explanation wasn't clear to me or if it wasn't quite as intuitive. They're like little minor things. You obviously control like the camera on the overworld so you can look around, you can rotate it so you can take into account obstructions and buildings and things and kind of switching between the different, you have different actions per weapon or whatever you've selected. So like most of characters carry a primary gun, a secondary gun, and then a type of grenade. And so it's like switching between those and then using the relevant action. I have messed that up.
Really?
It took a little, yeah, because like the number of times you need to, I guess, like authenticate by saying like, oh, do this. And then, yes, I want to do that. And sometimes I'm not always looking very well at my keyboard. So you can do it by actually clicking on all of the prompts on screen. And then they all have shortcuts mostly to like the number and the function keys. You know, F1, F2, F3 and stuff like that. And so I'll be like, oh yeah, this is what I want. And I'll like click one and it was the wrong one.
Oh no.
So maybe this is more user error. I'd say that having looked at a couple others, as I mentioned earlier, I have not always played a ton of turn-based strategy games, but it's very in line if you've played XCOM, if you've played some of the Warhammer games, if you played Mario Rabbids Kingdom Battle on the Switch, like the mechanics are pretty similar. For people who've played XCOM, you have things like Overwatch and other functions that you're using as action options for your characters. So if you play this genre, all of this will feel familiar and it'll be a smooth experience going through like kind of the controls and the learnings. You're just then getting the nuance of the how they've built the Gears of War franchise into the game and the characters and abilities that come with that.
Yeah. Now, I mean, is there anything else you want to talk about the game or you think that's about it?
I have one complaint, which I'm told is totally common in this genre, which is the RNG sometimes on taking shots.
Okay.
Like I literally had a moment where I'm like posted up against the railing of a set of stairs at the top of the stairs. And there's an enemy 3 steps down from me and like literally less than 5 feet away in full view. And like, okay, they're right there. And you're like, take the shot. And the RNG says, even though you have a 99% chance of making this shot, we're going to roll you that one and you miss. Mm-hmm. I'm told this is normal. Watching somebody playing a new XCOM game that came out earlier today. But no, I'd say, you know, taking it back again, impressions, because I haven't completed the game, but I'm liking what they're doing with the story. I feel like they've really stayed true to the Gears of War franchise with how they built this. And so if you really like Gears and you're willing to try a different genre, or on the flip side, if you really like turn-based strategy games and you're open to playing a Gears game, this feels like it should be worth your time.
Yeah, and the good thing is also this is on Game Pass. So if you're a subscriber for the PC, or if you're a subscriber for both PC and Xbox, I think this is a great opportunity for those to pick it up. I mean, it's available there, you know, so
I think
that's
well.
A good thing too. Yeah, yeah. Now, Mandy, before we wrap this up, I know Halo Wars surprised you, and it looks like Gears Tactics surprised you. Would you like to see a sequel? You would like to see more games like this from Coalition?
I like that they're expanding what people think about the franchise. I'll be fully honest that I don't usually play a lot of turn-based RPGs. So like, I want them to do another because I think it's hopefully going to be successful, and that they're building that universe by finding, you know, other ways that people can build genres. But I'm just like, turn-based strategy games, sometimes I can't always play them in a lot. So I say yes, with the caveat that I haven't finished the story yet. So they might still surprise me.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Now, are you planning to try out the more difficult, maybe from like the old levels, the ones that you already completed, and make it harder for you?
I might eventually go back just to see like how much harder they are.
Yeah.
I haven't failed any missions yet, but I think like my priority to start with, just because I know how I am with this particular type of strategy game, was I really wanted to be able to understand the mechanics, get through kind of the combat sequences, and really get the story. I'll probably go back at some point and try on a harder difficulty just to see how hard it is, but I'm already torturing myself by playing Neo 2. So I'm not sure I need to do it on more games.
Nah, it's all good, man. All right, Mandy, thank you for talking about. So this is more an impressions than a review.
Yeah, right? This is more impressions than a review.
Okay,
but it's right. The impressions are good. They've done a really good job with this.
All right, that's good. That's good. Any questions, anybody? Remember, follow Mandy on Twitter. That's LadyLuck34. Once again, that's LadyLuck34. Tell her that I sent you. You follow her.
Blame you.
And also ask her questions. Like, what is it that you would like to know more about the game? If you're a fan of Gears, or you're a fan of this type of, you know, strategy game, just set her up, and she will help you as much as she can. And give you some answers here and there. You know what I'm saying? So, or go to Discord, right, Mandy? Discord is a perfect place.
I'm on Discord too. I will pop in and chat or argue or whatever the case may be. So feel free. You know, I don't pretend to be an expert at anything, but I know enough to be dangerous. Happy to have a conversation.
Yeah. Go to discord.gg/GTR. That's discord.gg/GTR. And look, honestly, we've been having a lot of great conversations with our community. It's very active. You know, people from worldwide, 24 hours, 24/7, you'll see people posting there.
Some of you
channels.
Don't sleep. I've decided. No, it's probably that they're all in different time zones. But I feel like sometimes I go to sleep to the same people talking, and I wake up to the same people talking, and all I can think is that they don't sleep.
Yeah. No, but it's good. It's good. Anything else, Mandy? Anything else before we wrap this up here?
Oh, man. Play games. Take time for yourselves. Be safe.
Yes.
And if you play, if you pick up Gears Tactics and give it a try next week, absolutely tell me what you think as well as you play it, because I'm really interested to see if people agree, or if they're like, oh no, this is terrible, or it's not Gears. I don't know. I think it is, but love to hear if you gave it a try, or if you've never played a turn-based strategy game, or it hasn't been of your interest and you give it a try, let me know what you think. Does it work for you?
Yeah, well, you know, there's going to be a lot of people that are probably, this might be their first Gears ever.
Yeah.
They haven't played the previous ones. And this is like, oh, you know, they're into RTS. They're not into shooters. So now, do you think somebody needs to play the original Gears to understand this at all, or not really?
Oh, no, no. Actually, it's probably almost better that they come into this first, because it's kind of laying a lot of the groundwork for stuff that they really only reference in like the Gears games.
Okay. Okay.
So there's like the opening of the story is an event that comes up, is mentioned a lot in the Gears 1 story, is like this thing that happened in the past. So I almost feel like from a storytelling perspective, this is a great place to start. And there's this dude, and like I'm being fuzzy around the story because I want people to come in and enjoy and play it. And without actually really giving anything away, there's an NPC character who I always hated in the original.
Oh, really?
Games.
Okay.
And he's in this one again, and I continue to hate him. He's an NPC. He happens in the, he's kind of in the periphery of the actual game. So I like this story, this Gears Tactics is just reinforcing my dislike of this character.
That is hilarious. So funny. All right. Well, everybody, thank you to Microsoft for sending us a review code here. For us to talk about it on the show. I'm glad to see that Mandy had a great time with this. And hopefully you, the listener, if you download the game, let us know what you think. And if you disagree with Mandy, you could also hit her up and so on.
Fight me.
So now head over to GamerTagRadio.com, post your comments and feedback. Listen to our past episodes. You could also find us on any podcast app and just search for us, GamerTag Radio. Subscribe, follow us, post a review. And if you also would like to be part of fan mail, here's how you could contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
So Mandy, thank you once again. Hopefully we'll have you back pretty soon. Maybe during the time where we have this whole digital E3 stuff, maybe we could have you on maybe next month when hopefully if Xbox reveal their games and the console, suppose that's the rumor that's
Fable.
Happening. And also
Fable.
PlayStation's. Yeah. Fable, right? May. No, but I would love to have you on so you could, it doesn't have to be a long show, but just to get your thoughts, because that was the thing that I love about E3. Right after we'll finish a press conference, we'll go outside, I'll take out the recorder, and we're like right there at the moment. We'll have like our reaction of the press conference. And I totally missed that. So I would love for us to do that again, but instead in person, it will be, remotely, digitally, what I'm saying? So
we can definitely make that happen.
Yeah. All right, Mandy, thank you. And everybody, thank you for listening. And until next time, I'll be back here later this week because there's going to be another game that we're going to be reviewing. I'm going to have a special guest, Tony Polanco. He's going to be here. And we're going to be talking about Streets of Rage 4, which is coming out for the PC, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch. And if also you have a Xbox Game Pass, you could also download this through Xbox One subscription service through there. So I can't wait to talk about it because I'm a huge, huge fan of Streets of Rage. Mandy, are you a fan of Streets of Rage or no?
I remember playing it earlier, but I'm not your level of fan.
Okay, there you go. Well, I'm a fan. So we're going to have Tony. We're going to talk about the history, talk about Streets of Rage 4, the difference. I'm completely hyped. I can't wait. So stay tuned here. And until next time, we're out. Thank you for listening. Peace.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.